When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're now listening to The Jillian Michaels Show.
Oh my God. I'm going through Autumn's list. And you know how long it's been since we've eaten while doing a segment?
I don't know, like 5 minutes from a segment ago.
Oh, okay. Well, as I was going through Autumn's list of possible segments, I saw how to argue like a hostage negotiator.
That one's the best.
You've outdone yourself, girl.
I was kind of proud of that one when I found it. I was like, how do I argue like a hostage negotiator?
That is, yeah, that is a good one.
These are tips from an FBI expert.
Oh, my sweet Lord. Yeah, Janice always used to teach me to tease segments. I never listened, but I'm going to tease this. Tune in for that. We're going to start out, though, because I'm going to finish my Apple thing, and then it's Thanksgiving.
I cannot believe it.
Dude, the year.
I cannot believe it.
Didn't we just have it at your house?
Yeah.
My in-laws were there. We all ate.
I know.
Unbelievable.
I'm telling you, with kids, I feel like the years are long. No, the days are long and the years are short.
You're absolutely right.
The days, I feel every minute of those day. That day, I'm like this. I'm watching the clock. I'm like, oh my God, it's an hour to bedtime. And my son is overtired and cranky. And the other night, he literally lost his mind because I anticipated him coming home and he hasn't wanted bubbles in his bath, right?
Oh no.
So I was like, oh, Heidi's like, we're 5 minutes away. So I was like, okay, I'm going to pour their bath. I poured the bath and he threw himself on the floor, into the wall, started throwing things. And it took me a minute to pull myself together to be like, wait, because I was watching in utter amazement. He's like, I want it, Papa! And I was like, all right. Right, this is the part where I take you to a room for a timeout. But then I was just like, how much longer until bedtime?
Oh my goodness.
You count. Yeah.
Dude, I feel every minute of those days, I'm telling you.
Yeah. In the evenings, it's hard when everyone's getting tired.
Yep. Woof. Woofity. Woo. The 5-year-old I can handle. The 3-year-old still is in 3-year-old land.
Yeah.
The things The things that upset a three-nager are like, I swear to God, like he dropped his fork the other day and oh my God. I thought that like somebody had just cut his foot off. Like, whoa. But it's Thanksgiving. I'm here to talk about what I'm grateful for.
Bedtime.
Yeah.
Bedtime. I'm grateful for bedtime.
Yeah.
Let's start with you, Autumn, woman with no kids yet. I bet you're just whistling happy zippity doodah all day long, aren't you?
Uh-huh. I am thankful. For a flexible schedule.
Oh, rub it in.
What's that like?
It's really nice.
Wow.
No, I mean, I'm thankful for lots of...
Sounds
really
lonely to me.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that comedian that was like, this is all you people with no kids.
Hey, I like that restaurant.
Yeah, look at that new restaurant opened. Let's go there. Here's all of us with kids. What new restaurant?
Look at that new restaurant. We'll never go there.
That's really funny.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Autumn. We interrupted you.
No,
we really
no.
give a shit what you're thinking.
Yeah, well, look, I have a lot to be thankful for this year, and I'm thankful for good health.
Mm.
I'm thankful for...
That's lucky.
What?
That's lucky. That's good. You're
oh,
right.
I thought you said how's Lucky. I was like, I'm thankful for my dog, Lucky.
Yeah, no, that's good. And that too. Poochorama.
Because he is the coolest. He's the coolest dude in the world, and I love him.
Lucky.
And I'm thankful for my amazing partner.
Cute.
And that's it. All of our families. I mean, we've just had really... a really fortunate year. Nothing bad has happened to anybody. And, you know, it's not like anything.
I kind of want to punch her in the face.
I know. Well, come here.
But
just
think
run
about
into
what
my
bad
fist,
is.
I'm tired lately.
You know what I mean? Everyone's in a good place. Like, could things be better in different areas? Absolutely. But overall, it's been a really great year.
Well, that is lovely.
Has that happened to have anything to do with the fact that you quit your job working with me?
Well, I still get to see, maybe. The thing is that working on the podcast, it's like all the best parts of you. I get to hang, spend like a fun day with you. We're in the studio. I mean, even this, like, I'm grateful to have the podcast.
Well,
where you have to still see me once a month.
I like that.
And in between sometimes.
Jill, what are you thankful for?
I mean, look, cutting all the sarcasm out. You know, we used to travel all the time, and as wrong as it is to say this, I just can't with being PC, like, when you travel the world, a lot of times it puts your life in perspective.
Yeah.
And you know, a couple years ago we went to India, we've made no secret of that, and I came home and I was like, my God, the things that you have the nerve to get upset about.
Yeah.
And oh my God, and I remember, like, there was this one, like, these tourists in India were mad about, I don't know what, spots on glasses or something. And I was thinking, like, of all the people in the street that don't even have clean water at that time. And yet, you know, you go to now I'm like home and I go to a restaurant, there's lipstick on my glass, and I'm not a monster. I'm just like, hey, can I get another glass? But I just think of all the things that irritate me and how petty and stupid, and how far removed I get from the things that I am actually grateful for on such a regular basis, because we get so bogged down in all the machinations and the shenanigans and the tediousness of everyday life. So, I mean, obviously I'm grateful, not to sound like a weirdo patriot, but I'm grateful to live in this country, and it is so far from perfect, but having seen the rest of the world, I mean, we tell people all the time, oh, you can do whatever you want, you can be whatever you want, and the reality is, look at Malala. She is, that girl survived, obviously getting shot in the frickin' head.
Yeah.
But the reality is, most of those girls who venture out to speak their mind get shot in the head. So, you know, not everybody can do that. They might lose their life to follow their heart and pursue their dreams. So I feel incredibly blessed to be in this country and have the opportunity to work for the things that I want. I feel, obviously, I mean, sure, I'm extremely blessed for my family. And I think... And my friends and the amazing group of people I have around me that tolerate me, which is shocking. I think, really, I mean, and it's hard for me to say I feel blessed, like, with money, because I work my ass off for that money. But I, again, it goes back to being able to have the opportunity to do so.
Right.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, my health, you're right, Autumn. It's amazing how we take that for granted. I had a cancer scare like a year and a half ago, and... Boy, that put things in perspective.
Yeah, and think about that when you were in that moment and you're like, what I wouldn't give to feel like I felt yesterday.
Yep.
Before I knew this.
Yeah. And to have stupid problems.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. And a good friend of mine, Colin, did you see he lost his dog?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And it was that dog, right? It was like the way Lucky is to you, it was like the way Baxter was for me. It was like when it was just you and your one dog going through hell. And he's been through everything with his dog, and he woke up and his dog had died in the middle of the night. Not an old dog, wasn't sick.
Mm.
Just literally died next to his bed in the middle of the night. Totally, you know, it was no signs of trouble.
Took a picture of him the night before.
Yeah.
Ran, like, regular night.
Good night, puppy, aww, and middle of the night.
And I just thought...
It's devastating.
Not so much even about the pets, but just how fragile life is and how lucky we are. Like, how I take for granted every single day with my family and my kids and my friends. And all the stuff that I nitpick my kids about. And then I think, good God, would I want this to be the last conversation I ever had with Lou? Like, don't roll on the ground. Please don't put that sand in your hair. Do not push your, you know, all the nonsense. And that I sometimes don't stop to really just be like, all right, my son's having a fit and he's driving me crazy today. But, you know, 60% of the time, he's the greatest thing ever. And when he's challenging, you know, you still love him.
Right.
That's why God makes them so cute. It's a trick. So
yeah, it's an instinctual thing, so you don't eat them.
That's right. God
that's
is like
so cute.
I know that normally under any other circumstance, if any creature, human or otherwise, behaved in such an insane way, you would probably leave them on the side of the road. But isn't he cute? Oh my God.
Yeah.
He bit me the other day. I swear to God, we were playing this game where I was like, I'm gonna get my kisses and, you know, whatever. I gave him a kiss. He bit my lip so hard, and I looked at Heidi, and I was like, take your son and run. Take him and run. And I meant it. I literally meant it. I was like, we might break the no spank rule right now. I literally was like, I saw red, and I had to just breathe and calm down. And I was like, I'm taking your treat away. I was like, that is not cool. And like 5 minutes later, he's like, sorry, mama. And you're immediately like... Oh, okay, your mommy love you. Mom, mom, mom. Yeah, stupid. Aww, so dumb of me. So, anyway, yeah. Smander?
Oh, cute. I'm glad that I was able to have a baby as an older lady.
Yay!
Because it's so cute, but my little squishy. She's healthy, and she's fat, and she's healthy. And that's nice to have a year where you get to do all that. The wedding's behind me. I'm grateful that I was able to have it, and I'm grateful that it's done.
A lot of work.
Family I'm grateful
stuff,
that's all
yeah.
that. You know, I'm just really excited about having a year with nothing going on, but everything's going on. But no, there's nothing that I need to plan, and I just get to chill. Host in my little teepee, have my little squishy, you know, have my normal routine.
Yeah.
That's what I'm grateful about. Nothing is new. I don't have to anticipate anything, and that's what I'm loving. I'm off of Pinterest, you know.
I love
it. Not looking at that.
I love it.
And it's so nice now just to have a normal life. To have a normal life. There's nothing going on.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
You have a lot going on.
A lot going on.
I mean, you've been shooting with me a lot. Yeah. You have a lot going on.
But I like that. That isn't something... See, I get to come and do that thing, and someone else is organizing it. I'm not having to pick out flowers.
Yeah.
Right. And do all that. And yeah. all... Like, that's done now.
It's totally different when all you have to do is just show up.
Amen. Like, I'm married,
yeah,
and
you.
I'm a mom.
I hear
and
you.
And I'm part of a network with friends that I love, and I'm part of a career that I love.
Yeah.
And all those projects, but nothing is big happening. And that's... Oh, man. It's a great feeling.
Yeah. Jake, you happy for Snapchat?
Super happy. I'm happy... This year, I've had a really flexible schedule as well, and I've had a lot of opportunity to do a lot of cool things. And similar to what you're happy for about like living in America and things in perspective, I got to go on a cross-country road trip from Boston to here. And even in our own country, there's a lot of cities that are turds. So
depressed, yeah.
So it's, you know, as much as I used to complain about LA and all the bad things about it, there are a lot of good things about it too.
Yeah,
so
it puts
that
in perspective. It really does.
Yeah, so I found a newfound love for my hometown, which is cool because I used to push against it.
Well, you're from here, and so am I. And when you're from LA, you hate it. And it's interesting, and everybody who's not from here is like, you need some serious perspective. Heidi would tell me that all the time. She's like, I'm from a town of 6,000 people. Then I lived in New York, and I would have to walk, you know, all this way to work and 10 degrees outside. And, you know, I had no money living in a city that cost a gazillion dollars. And it's just, you're right. It's perspective.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are still things I hate about the city, but...
Me too.
I love it a lot more than I did, so it's cool.
And nothing's perfect. I think that's normal, right? Nothing is all good, and nothing is all bad. And I guess if you're feeling... particularly glum this time of year, which is normal. You know, this is the highest rate of suicides are during the holidays, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
They really are.
Brutal.
I should have had my mom on to do a segment. Maybe I'll talk to her about that. But One of the things I think is like when you're feeling really lonely too, another thing that helps during the holidays is like help other people. Yeah. Sponsor a family, you know, go serve food on Thanksgiving, or we can't take the kids because they're too young. So we always bring like sandwiches and blankets to homeless people on Ocean.
Oh, yes. Let's do that again this year.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. We did it together.
Yeah. That was God, so Andy. Great.
I can't remember.
Remember when we were young and we did that thing? Yeah. Remember? Remember that?
Oh, my God. So, yeah. So I guess, and put your life in perspective, you know, stop and think. Think about all the things we just mentioned, your health, your friends, your family, making new connections with other people. If you do live in a country that allows you to create opportunity for yourself and be authentically yourself, be extremely grateful for that. Turn on the news for 5 minutes and you'll be extremely grateful. And then turn it off because that shit makes me want to gouge my eyes out.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else?
I'm thankful for all of you.
Oh. Bombas socks. The best athletic leisure sock you could ever deem to wear. They've got Invisitoe. They've got honeycomb support system, performance footbeds, Y-stitched heels. Essentially, this just means that it feels great on your foot. So, whether you're working out, whether you're not working out, welcome to foot heaven, people. And the great news is that for every pair you buy, they donate a pair to those in need. You get 25% off your first purchase of four or more pairs, plus free shipping. To learn more, go to bombas.com/Jillian. That's bombas.com/Jillian. All right, I'm excited for this, Autumn. I teased the segment. But why don't you introduce it since you found it?
I thought this one was fun.
Very fun.
Fun is an interesting word. Go on.
So I found this article by Jay Ferrari. How to argue like an FBI hostage negotiator. I can learn the best way to defuse your next relationship fight.
Wow. Oh my God. It says, in the midst of a heated fight with your girlfriend or wife, it was on Men's Health, obviously, the struggle can feel like life or death.
Mm-hmm.
That's very dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And if you're not careful or even thoughtful, you're going to make a bad situation worse. Pushing it from you should know what's wrong tends to you're sleeping on the couch tonight. Terrible. I thought men didn't really care about that, but okay. Go on.
Well, I think they do. I mean, I know that we were saying wife or girlfriend, but I kind of think that this is more applicable to the female side.
Interesting. Okay.
At least for me. Michael and I don't really fight that often, and we're usually pretty good about employing some of these tactics on each other. But so this comes from this guy. His name's Gary Nosner, and he was a 3-decade FBI veteran, and
yeah,
he wrote a book. Yeah, he wrote a book, a memoir called Stalling for Time.
Is he allowed to do that?
Well, I think that they can.
Because I know some Navy SEALs wrote books and they got in trouble for that.
I think it depends what kind of information
they disclose.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these don't seem like top secret. I think you could probably get these from a good therapist as well, but I like the idea of it coming from the FBI.
Interesting. Okay.
So
level the situation.
Yeah.
Instead of just trying to strike a bargain, we realized we had to get nuanced. We had to influence behavior and gain cooperation.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Well,
He says later on, the stopper will shoot approach is not correct, but if you layer threat on top of another threat, you're almost compelling resistance.
Wow. He says he found his wife's been cheating on him. He feels devastated for the loss of trust and the collapse in the relationship. Anybody can relate to that. And the goal is to express sympathy and offer understanding while the guy is saying he's going to blow his wife's head off. That takes a special kind of person.
Special kind of person.
Yeah, I'd be like, nah, stop or I'm going to shoot you.
As heavy as it gets for me, it's like, yeah, I know you don't want to squat, but if you just do five more, you'll have a nicer butt. This is a whole new level of this theory.
Yeah. It's also very, though, to a certain extent, it's very Dale Carnegie, how to win friends and influence people, because it's it's very much listening ears, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this, it was like, oh, you know, by listening, oh, Nicole has our food and she can't get in.
Oh, she's holding it.
Yeah. Autumn, are you leaving? Jake, will you let Nicole in?
Yes.
Jake's going to do it. He doesn't like us anyway. He's always on his social media. And she's got food, which compels him. Mm-hmm. But, right, think about that. It's always like, oh, listen first, then talk. Mm-hmm. And don't listen waiting for your turn to talk. Listen and then respond accordingly and mirror what they've said and show them that you understand how they're feeling. So it's interesting the approach he's taking, but this is pretty solid advice that I've read in many self-help books. Lose the strut and listen. Oh, active listening.
See?
This is what I was talking about.
Very good.
Yeah. Active listening. He says, when I train police officers in the techniques of active listening, the first words out of my mouth are self-control. Resist the unhelpful responses to look tough or have the last word. Oh, he's also talking about ego here.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's talking about ego. Interesting. Even the most despicable criminal, seemingly unreasonable significant other, wants respect and to feel like her frustration is being heard. Yeah, so this is basically the same thing. Like, listen to actually hear. Don't listen and wait for your chance to talk. And I think it's also really hard to listen because people are going to definitely sling some attacks, right? Yeah. You're this and you're that. You know, they don't always approach it with as we've talked about, the you statement as opposed to the I statement.
Mm-hmm.
As in, I feel hurt when you don't call. It's, you're an inconsiderate prick who never calls.
Yeah.
Sometimes people are going to hit you with that, and you kind of got to get through that first without being defensive. Put your ego aside and then be like, okay, I hear you, and I get that that's upsetting, but it's hard for me to hear you when you're attacking me.
Right. Well, I think you lose your power, too, when you start yelling, because they're not hearing you anymore.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm listening to you. Have you ever tried to fight with someone that won't fight back with you?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It never works.
It drives me
crazy.
And
that person wins. It drives me crazy, too.
Yeah.
So I try to be that person.
Does it work?
It does work, except we both do it to each other.
And then
it's
silent.
Like,
and then you both stand off with arms on hips without saying anything.
Usually just like,
it
ends in a silent, so what do you want to do for dinner? Like, all right, we're good.
Oh. Stop!
Well, you know what they do? They do that. They do this psychology, you know, with customer service representatives. You know, like if you call, like, you know, XYZ phone company, and my bill is really high. Do you notice that they always say, I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm sorry you did that. I understand
that
your frustration.
That must be very frustrating.
That must be very frustrating. They
You're
almost
right.
say that.
They're trained.
Like autonomously, you know? Like, it's just all the time, no matter who they are or who they're talking to, they say that. And it works. You're ready to do your rant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't call Ohio. I'm so sorry. Well, that's okay. Maybe I did.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Ma'am, we're going to credit you.
And he also... Oh,
yeah, thank you.
He also says, check yourself by asking, are you truly listening? How often are you asking questions? So it's like, are you interjecting constantly? Are you shutting them down? Or are you really listening? Acknowledging their position. You don't have to say, by the way, if you don't agree, you don't have to say, you're right, I'm an inconsiderate jerk or whatever. But you could be like, I hear that that upsets you. I'm hearing that your feelings are hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And you're reflecting their emotions, which is one of the things we talked about with Phoenix, where it was like, okay, like, you know, I hear that you are upset the tub doesn't have bubbles. Which is so, let me tell you, some days I have my, you know, I have my better moments with that. And other days I'm like, oh my God, there are kids in the world without water and you're having a tantrum about bubbles in the tub.
Yeah.
But the therapist was like, he doesn't get his way, but he just, it's like, let him know you hear him. It's like, I get it. You're bummed out about the bubbles. But right now, you know, X, Y, and Z. So it's like, I don't agree that he's being rational or that we should all cater to Phoenix and, you know, in the midst of a drought, dump 20 gallons of water or whatever it might be, but acknowledge their feelings and it makes it easier to come to a solution.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
You would say, I know you want to rob that bank.
Yeah.
And you have all those people on the floor tied up. I understand you want the money, but you
and
can't
the
have it.
The system is broken. I get that the system is broken. I get that, but You know, we're not allowed to kill all these people in the process of trying to sort our life
so
out.
So why don't you come out?
This would be tough for me. Yeah, I would really be terrible at this. But I get the point, and I think I get the that's the idea. Is all this guy's doing, to be honest with you, is he's basically regurgitating some How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yeah.
And that's a great book. But I think what makes what would make his book interesting is he's set it in the backdrop of like kind of neutralizing very dangerous people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And isn't it interesting that the key is listening and empathy?
Yeah. Everyone wants to be heard.
Yes, they do.
Even the
Oprah.
Bad people.
Even the bad guys.
Everyone
even
wants to feel known people. And everybody wants to be heard. Put your ego aside. All right, I think we did that one. I do, Bottom. I liked it.
Mental judo.
Love it. Andy.
What?
I think you should take the ball and run with this.
Well, I feel like I want to talk about things that's coming up with my clients, and they're going away for the holidays, and they always ask me, how do I stay fit?
Why is it such a mystery? I mean, Autumn has tried to get me to talk about this, and I was like, no, we've talked now.
Every I feel like people rely now. On their routine, mm-hmm. and that's what they think makes their fitness successful. So when they get knocked out of their routine, they feel like they're going to lose control of their fitness. And what's sad about that is no matter where you are,
yeah.
the rest is just geography. Be fit. It doesn't matter, you know, but a lot of people are attached to going to the gym, so they don't know what to do if they stay home.
Wow. See, I always find that time is my constraint.
Me too.
Not location. Like,
Me
it's
too.
When I'm working like a crazy person, then yes, that's a struggle. But the holidays, I'm like, I have more time. That's when I'm like, this is the best.
Yeah,
I'm on vacation. I can work out way more.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna let you jump in. Oh, fitness expert that you are!
Well, I say to them, clients,
when you're on holidays,
take my DVDs with you.
Take my DVDs. Oh my God, why would they not think to do that though?
Well, I do that.
Their trainer actually has DVDs.
Yes, it's a shameless plug that I do get them to take. But you know what? The rest is just geography. I always say to them, I always explain to people, your body doesn't know it's the holidays. Your body still knows it just has to respond to demands. So make some demands. Do something even for 15 minutes. Go outside and run sprints for 30 seconds. Walk for 10 seconds. Run for 30. Do some push-ups. Do some lunges.
Yeah,
do some
the body weight stuff you can do anywhere.
Your body has no idea. And so go and do something active. But they're attached to the gym. They're attached to their little routine and what they think is successful. And the second you do that, you rely on that thing for the success. So it's like, eat a little lean, you know? Eat clean and lean. You can pig out a little bit. Have some balance. Don't worry about it. Take some time off if you've been training heavy. Don't trip out. People just get so freaked out about where they go and
I know.
What they do.
Yeah. I also think, get outside. Like, if you're in a cold area, why wouldn't you want to be like, oh, I'm going to go skiing or snowboarding or cross-country skiing or snowshoeing or freaking sledding or, you know, build a snowman. And if it's not cold, then shut up.
Yeah.
Then you don't have any problem at all.
No.
And even if you're in a temperate climate, like, even in California, like in Los Angeles, we can go downtown LA and go ice skating with the kids. Like, and your time off, I don't get why you're not like, oh, I have time off. Now's the chance for me to go hiking today or to ride that bike I bought that sits in the garage growing cobwebs or walk my dog. Like, with the time off, be more active. And if you're traveling, you know, we joke about Andy's DVDs, but I'm not really joking. I mean, and the thing is, like, you're like, oh, DVDs, that's dumb. Well, it is dumb these days.
Yeah.
Most people don't have a DVD player, but, like, we have something that we both have our titles on called Fit Fusion.
Yeah.
And, you know, where can they get your DVD? Just go to your where?
Your yeah, website. Just Google me. It's on my website. It's on my store. Like most people in the 21st century buy stuff. You know what I mean? Amazon, blah, blah, blah. But even if you like download
get it on demand. Yeah. There's like a million ways to get it.
A million ways. But even if you're staying in a hotel, pack your jump rope and find stairs.
Yeah. And
I could make someone sweat so bad with those two tools that are right there. One thing, what does it weigh? 2 ounces?
Yeah. I know.
You could stick it in your carry-on. Like you really have no excuse.
Gosh.
So my lesson to you is, you know, happy holidays, but move a little bit. Just move.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think also there's a misconception that you're going to gain a massive amount of weight, and it isn't true. Statistics show that you gain 5 pounds.
Yeah.
And, you know, of that 5 pounds, I'm sure a couple pounds of it's water.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you eat maybe. And when you think about, okay, 3 pounds of fat, it's 10,000 extra calories right around, roughly. And that's, you know, it's a lot of extra calories, but 3 pounds is not the end of the world. You can lose 3 pounds in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So, and indulge not every day, but on those special days. Like you said, like, okay, it's Thanksgiving. Yeah, today is the day to indulge.
Yeah.
I was fighting with my mom. My mom is a freaking lunatic, dude. As a grandmother, she has turned into a lunatic. So she was, it was Halloween. Oh, you were there. Oh my God. Oh my God. She's on fire. Mm-hmm. She's letting the kids, the kids go up to somebody, get candy. And my mom goes back over and acts like the kids didn't get candy. She double dips on their behalf. I'm like, Mom. And she's like,
Phoenix didn't get any.
I'm like, yes, he did. He did, Mom. He got his candy.
No, he didn't. We didn't hit this house.
I'm like, yes, we did. So then she's letting them. She's letting them, like, she's like, sweetheart, my grandma opened this one for you. Won't you try the Kit Kat, sweetheart? I'm like, Mom. She's like, I saw on Meredith Vieira, she said that she let her kids just pig out to their heart's content. And to this day, they don't like candy. I'm like, Meredith Vieira? You want me to take health advice from Meredith Vieira? But, I mean, she made a good point that made me loosen the bone a little bit, if you will. And I was like, ugh, whatever. I mean, all right. You know, they were both puking their brains out in theory. Like, they were both just like, bleh. They didn't really throw up, but they were rolling their little bodies to the car.
Yeah.
And then the next day, you know, I kind of quietly and discreetly threw the majority of it away.
Yeah, we did too.
Yeah, I kept like a few things that were not like terrifying offenders and then put like Justin's peanut butter cups in there, you know, and kind of replaced a lot of it with healthier versions. But I mean, yeah, indulge once, like pick a few of the holidays, go crazy. And then the rest of the time, be smart.
But I tell people to earn it or pay for it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like economy in the bank account. If you're going to pig out for dinner that night and have a glass of wine and dessert, then have a light salad with a little bit of protein in it and simmer down.
Yeah. And most gyms will allow guest fees. So, I mean, like, even if it's a small local gym, you can go in and pay like 10, 15 bucks, depending on where you live. And they're like, that's fine. Come on in. Awesome. They don't care.
Exactly. Yeah.
No excuse.